ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Daf Kuf Samach Tes. We're starting on the bottom of Kuf Samach Tes on the base, is where the sugi starts the braisa, and then it's mazbe the braisa on Kuf Samach Tes. As the Mishnah says, the din of a shtar shenimchak, and now the braisa says the din of a shtar sheovad, that you lost it. As behegdim, there's a shinui between the lashon of the Mishnah and the lashon of the braisa. When the Mishnah talks about a shtar shenimchak, it says mi shenimchak shtaroi. It's meduyik that we're talking about with borer, that it was nimchak, like the Rama and Yad Ramaz. Masbin, the Mishnah is talking about where there was edim, that it was nimchak me'elov. Again, in this braisa over here, the lashon is a oimar she'ovid shtari. As that's the makor of the Rishbam, and the Rishbam learns that this braisa is cholik from the Mishnah. The braisa is talking about not when there's edim she'ovid shtari, but he's tining that it was ovid shtari. And the Rishbam says, l'medayik, and in achinami, if you would have edim, then you would write another shtar, even by shtari halva. But the braisa is talking about it too. It was ovid, and there's no edim. As therefore, we're choishish, the shud harosh, in klal tzadik dalet ois hei, move in the tor simin mem aleph is choilek. And there, he says that even if there's edim that are nevad, you loy koishvin. What's the beer in this machlekes? What's the beer in Shitas Rashi? As the Marsha over here is masbir, the shita of the Rishbam, that the Rishbam holds that even though the Rishbam says the reason why you're not koisvim, why don't you write two shtaras? Because there's a shah shema, yimsa hashtara acher, and he's yigba pamayim. A bezog to Marsha, when is there a shah that'll be yimsa shtara acher? Like if he says he's ovad, what are we afraid of? We're afraid it's really he lost it in his house. Because eventually he'll find it in his house. He cleans one day, he'll find it. Aber, when Edim come and say that it was Ovad, as the Edim are coming and saying it was really Nevad, and it was Nevad in the Shuk, it was never in a place where it's Ovad me'abaylim. As over there, where it's never in a place, it's Ovad me'abaylim, hechetesa, we should be choishish that the Malve is going to find it more than other people. As what's the whole shash over here? That maybe he's going to find it and be goyva twice, but over here, when it's Ovad be'edim, he's not going to find it and be goyva twice. The Rosh is choylik, and the Rosh says, he brings a raya from Ksubis and Daftar Zayin Amid Beis, and over there is talking about a Isha that says she was Ovad Ksuvasa, and it says she can't be goyva until she has edim she'me'edim she'nisefa shtar. As the Rosh is medayik, why do you need edim she'me'edim she'nisefa shtar? L'choyer, it should be enough edim she'me'edim she'nevar shtar. Zokter mashma that only when it's nisifa, then there's no shash shall find it. When it's avda, there is a shash shall find it. Even when the edim me'edim she'avda, abafilu hachi, there's a shash that shall find it. You know how the Rishbam will be mechalik between a ksuva and shash taras yeshlodin. As that's the first nakuda, what kind of avad are we talking about? The Rishbam, only when you say avad, there's no edim, and the rush is even with edim. The second nakuda is the braisa says that when he's over the shtar choiv, you don't write him another one. Why? Because there's a chash al yigve shaloi kedin. What's the chash that'll be yigve shaloi kedin? As nechluk harishonim. What's the chash gviya shaloi kedin? The Rishbam learns there's a chash that he's gonna be goyve twice. Either, number one, he's really maybe hiding it. If you give him the shtar, he'll have two shtars to be goyve with. Number two, even if you trust him that he lost it, Abaev shall find it afterwards, and then he'll have two shtars to be goyve with. As lefi the Rishbam, the chash is, he's going to be goyva pamayim, one with the shtar he has, and one with the new shtar that you'll write him up. The Rambam, Perikov Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, says the chash is different. The chash is, maybe really he didn't lose the shtar. Maybe it was parakvar. We got rid of the shtar. and that's why he doesn't have the shtar. He's saying he lost it, but maybe it's not true. Maybe there was a pirayin. As will come, if you write him a new shtar, now he'll be goyva shalai kedin, because the choiv was already nifra. The other rishonim in the sugya over here, they bring down both shoshes. Both are true. It'll be choshes like the Rashbam or the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings down the shash that he was shema parakvar, zog the Rambam, even if it's teich zman apirayin, afilu achi wechoshes shema para. The Ravid is choylik on the Rambam. The Ravid says, remember we had the sugi before on daf hei, that daf hei is be'erech over 160 blad ago. But Hashem, a good olam, they remember. Sugyan Dafei says that in Adam Pairaya Terzmanoi, that there's a umdina that people don't pay Terzman, as the Ravid dings on the Rambam. Lukhari, what's the makar of the Rambam? Because the Braisa says, Stam, you're not master the shtar. The Braisa doesn't say there's a chilik Terzman, the Achazman. There's Lukhari Mashma, the Behold Seer, you're not machzir in the shtar. So what does the Ravid hold? As you could say, the Ravid holds that he'll learn the sugya like the Rishpam. That there's another shash. There's a shash yigba pamayim that you're gonna be used this shtar and be goyva with another shtar that you'll find. As then it doesn't make a difference teichzman and laachazman. Only on the shash of pirayin then there's a difference teichzman and laachazman. If you say we have a nafkamina between the shash of the Rambam and the Rishpam to feed the Ravid. Shaila is was gate to other machlekes. Rambam says v'chashil n'pirayim toich zmanoi, and the Ravid is choylik. As the Magid Mishnah brings a mocker to the Rambam that v'chashil n'pirayim toich zmanoi in our tzir of Avad, from the Gemara Bam Mitzia, the Gemara Bam Mitzia is mefuah that by shtar shenofal v'chashil n'pirayim toich zman kivan de'isra nezareisa that the chash fell. A Bailam's usually makben on a shtar. He doesn't lose the shtar from the fact that it fell somewhere. It must be its puzzle because it was a kosher shtar. He would have been careful. As the Magi Mishnah says, just like over there, wachoishish mishum nafal isra. Maybe the shtar was paid up to chzmanoi because there's a reisa. As huadin, when he tines the shtar she'avad, it's also a reisa. Why'd you lose the shtar? A shtar that's kosher, you're careful with. As b'makom a reyesa, as then v'choishes v'pirayin teich zmanoi. The shaila is, what does the Ravid do with the raya of the Magid Mishnah? The shach and some, and memalif sefkot and yutes is miyashiv. And over here we're talking about a tzir where the edim are here. It's clear in the braisa. The way we want to rewrite the shtar is because we have the edim here. As tainit the shach, and Enochinami, lo yeah, he's gonna come to be goyva with the shtar, as then there's a race against the shtar. But over here, you could say dal the shtar miachav edim. It's nisht erga for the milval peh. And halacha is by a milval peh. Enanam pireya teich zmanoi. As when is there a din of race and a file when you want to be goyva with the shtar? The shtar is this, so you can't be goyva with it. But over here, you don't have to be goyva with the shtar. Dal the shtar miyacha, this edim. Shailas, what does the Rambam hold? As you could tell, the Rambam says that once there was a shtar written and he lost it, as that makes a reyesa. Once there's a reyesa, as even if you don't want to use the shtar, but the reyesa is still here. The reyesa is not only when you goyva with the shtar. There's a reyesa be'etzim, because why do you lose the shtar? It shows there's something wrong. Das is lefi the shach. The ksois in Zimim Mem Aleph, Sivkot and Aleph, the ksois learns a different shot. The ksois wants to say that actually you could say that only by a ksuva when there's nafal isra, then you're choishish, because a ksuva mold is a shot, that you matvis israri. As mishum ze, over there were more hashin on the prayin. By other shtaris, you don't see a choishish teich zmanoi. Okay, as thus is the chash. What's the chash over here? Either he's going to be goyva twice afterwards, or maybe it was nifra. And even if you have a chash pirayin, even teich zmanoi. As thus is the first chelik of the Braisa, that by shtar milva loy koisvim. The Braisa then continues, and the Braisa says that by shtar mekach ye koisvim. So shayla is, ba'oifin zu, in the Mishnah we saw, that amachleik is rishonim, who's koisiv the shtar by nimchak. The Rishbam Shita was the Edom's kais of the shtar, Tosis and Rav Rishayim hold the Bezin's kais of the shtar. So what's the halacha over here? Do you need Dafka Bezin or Edom? As the Ritva brings down a daya, that over here, everyone's moide. In the Mishnah we're talking about where there's another cat of Edom that just saw the shtar. As then the Rishayim say that you need Bezin to write it. But over here we're talking about the Edom themselves that signed on the original star are here. Because when those Edom are here, the same way they wrote the original star, they could write the star also. Now, if we were talking about a star sheyesh bo achrayis, as they're rewriting a star is going to cause a hefsid to someone, then they can't. But being that a star sheyesh bo achrayis, as the same Edom could rewrite the star. That's the Ritva brings from one day up. And then the Ritva brings some rabbi, the Ra'ah, that he is choylik. And he learns not that way. And he explains that over here, the original star was written was a star with achrayis. In such a case, the Bailim only wants the Edim to write one star. He doesn't want them to write many stars with achrayis, because the chashash hefsid. As when he made them a shliach to write the star, he only made them a shliach klapi one star, not on more than one star. It's given that he only made them a shliach to do one star, they can't write more than one star. So, thus is the din who writes the star. The Gemara then goes back and goes samach tes, and the Gemara is mazbel the braisa. The Gemara asks that how could there be a chash? What's the chash? That the reason why you have to write the shtar mecher without achrayis is because there's a chash that someone's going to come and be toyer if they saw that, and he'll be goyva pamayim because he has two shtaris. How could he be goyva pamayim? Hare the halacha is when a baal choyv comes to be goyva, as you take away the shtar from the baal choyv and you rip it up, and you don't leave it. So how is it ever going to happen at Tzia, where he's going to come and take away two sadis with one shtar choyv? As to mimachiach, that the halacha is that you carry in the shtar when he's goyva. As the Gemara brings a memra of Shoma Nachman, and from this memra, we could buy the seder of Gviya Shtaris. The Rishbam learns one way, and the Rambam learns a different way. Let's first go with the Mahalich of the Rashbam. Rashbam is Lefi Argus in the Gemara. That the Seder is, first you write Ishtar Tirfa. Zog the Rashbam, why do you write Ishtar Tirfa? Kedei laharas bebezim emakam acher sheyesh loy schus ligvis karkasha. Meaning, once this bezim paskins, you could be goiva, why do you need to write Ishtar Tirfa? Because maybe the karka will be in a different place. As I would say, Kedede should be goiva somewhere else, where this bezin is not there, as you write a shtar tirfa. And then they write a shtar adrachta, when you find in the chasim, as you write the shtar adrachta, sheyesh lo schus ligvos miyaisai karka. And if he said, Rashbam says, what is an adrachta? Sholet v'doirich ala nechasim. And the last thing is a shtar suma. The Rashbam says, "Bekama kesef kibel hasoda." But the Rambam in Malva Veloiva Perichov Beis Halacha Gimel Halacha Zayin switches the seder around. The Rambam first brings down shtar adrachta, and then the Rambam brings down shtar tirfa. So Magid Mishnah says the Rambam took out a different gears in the Gemara. But chutz on the seder of the shtaris, that it's mefor and the Rambam is different, of it's also mefor and the Rambam, another shinui between the Rambam and the Rashbam. What's the reason, what's the purpose of these shtaris, the tachlis of these shtaris? the Rambam learns that the reason why you koisev an adrachta first is kedei ligweis mimnei chayrin. The reason why you koisev a tirfe afterwards is kishaba ligweis mimishubadim. That's how the Magen Mishnah is medayik and learns up the Rambam. As kum techois, the reason why you're writing two shtaris is because you're making two different kinds of gvias. When you're being goyve b'nei chayrin, as then you're koisev an adrachta. When you're being goyve from mishubadim, you're koisev a tirfa. The Shbam learns different. The Shbam learns the reason why you have to write a different shtar is kedei to be ligvois b'makom acher. The mashal of the Shbam, if you know that he has nechosim in the place where Bezdin is, pashtis, you only write a shtar adrachta. Shenkin in the Rambam, even if it's in the same place, but you have to write two shtaris. When you go, I mean, it depends what you go for. If you go from Nechayr and you write one, if you go from Shabbatim, you write the other. Imken, you could say the makar of the Rashbam is from the Etzim member of Rav Nachman, because the member of Rav Nachman is Mashma, and Bederach Klal, you have three shtaris. So if you're the Rashbam, it's good, because if he doesn't have, if he didn't pay up, because he doesn't have money to pay up over here. As Bederach Klal, you have to go look for the karka. As Bederach Klal, in all tziurim, you write three shtaris. Because the Fila Rishpam, it's each star is on another level of the Gviya, another madrega of the Gviya. Mashengin, the Fila Rambam, there's no tzir where you write all three shtaris. You either write a shtar drachta or a shtar tirfa. It depends what you're saying. The Rambam will learn the memory of Nachman is either Shtar Jachta or Shtar Tirfa. It's a Chiddush, the Pashas of Nachman would be more mashma like the Rishpam. As the Gemara asked the question that when the Baal Chayv comes, you rip up his Shtar, as if you rip up his Shtar, as he can't be Goyva Pamayim. As the Gemara answers, it's talking about Kishaba Mikoyach Avoisov. Zog the Rashbam, the Gemara is talking about Kishatoyin Shagozal. We're not talking about a Baal Chayv. It's being that we're talking about a Gazlin. A Gazlin doesn't need a Shtar. He just needs Edom, that it was stolen from him, and then he could be Goyber from the Lekuchas. Meaning a Baal Chayv could only be Goyber from the Lekuchas with a Shtar. A Gazlin could be Goyber from the Lekuchas, even with Edom, that someone stole from him. And there's a lot of questions on the Pshat of the Rashbam. Number one, Lashon of Rav Safa and Rav Achoy, Midifti, before and afterwards, when they talk about this memory, is Baal Chayv. Rav Lefiza, it's talking about a Gazlan, it's not talking about a Baal Chayv. Void, the Lashon of the Gemara, Shabba Mikoyach Avoysav. Why is the Gemara bringing in Avoysav? If they could talk, what does it have to be Avoisav? You could steal it from him too. Void. Fida Rishbam, Dikas Teretz is Chosef from the Sefer. Because the Gemara should have said, we're talking about Gazlan, not Baal Chayv. What does the Gemara say? Mikoyach Avoisav. The Gemara Luchay is not saying the Ikavot. So, Lizum Moshe Horovitz, other Achrainim, Zuch to say, other Pshatim in the Gemara to be Miyashiv these Shailas of the Rishbam. Tzarechi and Ma'id had to be Miyashiv. The Olam has a good Mahalach. Appreciate hearing it. And then the Gemara asks that you have an Eitza. You could write a Shofar. As the Gemara says that there's a Shash that by a Shtar Mekach he's going to be Yigua from the Lekeach. So even if you give the Shofar to the Meicher, it won't help. As the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so how come by Shtar Halva, it helps if you write a Shtoiver, maybe he's going to go straight to the Lekeach. As the Gemara answers, by a Shtar Halva, Lekeach is makbid that he goes back to the Loiva and tries to get him to pay before he pays. Because over there, the Halva was on Zuzi. Mashengim by Mekach and Matana, over there, he's coming to get karka, as then he's not makbet to go back to the meicha. Ad kan the Gemara, as the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rosh all bring a raya from this Gemara, to be chiddush ladina. They bring a raya from here that when you have a Baal Choyv, or someone that had a shtar, something nitra from Imenu, he's allowed to go to the Lekuach before he goes to the Loiva, or before he goes to the person who was Meicher to the Lekeach. Because the Gemara is Mavur that there's a Shash, even if you give the Shaiva to the Loiva, it's not going to help, because he's going to go straight to the Lekeach. As you see over here, that you can go to Lekech even before you go to the Loiva. The Yad Rama. In Ois Peches, the end of the Ois, is Cholik. The Yad Rama says that what's the reason why you go over from the Chosim Mishubadim, as Hashem will see, but at the end of the Perek, Kufayin Dalam Abayis, in other places, in Bechoris Memches, the reason why you go over from Nechasim Mishubadim is because the Nechasim Mishubadim is an Arev for the Loiva. And we know the klal is, you're not allowed to be goyva from the Arev until you Toiveya the Loiva Tchila. I say, Vazay, Frek the Yadra Ma'ashiba Nechasim is Midin Arvis. And the klal is, by Arvis, you can't be goyva from the Arev, Achi, you goyva from the Loiva Tchila. As Imkain. Frekt, the Yad Ramah, how could the Rishonim say over here, you're allowed to go to the Lekuach? Aye, the halach is, you have to go to the Loiva Tchile. Zokta Ramah, you have to learn, the Gemara is talking about it, see, that we're choishish, maybe the Meicher or the Loiva will be in Medina Sayyam. As when he's in Medina Sayyam, then he doesn't have to wait for him, he can go straight for the Lekuach. He only has to go to the Loiva Tchila when the Loiva is here. If the Loiva is not here, he doesn't have to go to him. As when does the Gemara say that there's a Chash will go to Lekuchas before he goes to the Loiva? The Gemara means in Itzir when the Loiva is not here. When the Loiva is here, in Chinam, you have to go to the Loiva first. As why didn't the other Rishonim come up with the patent of this Yad Ramah that the Sugi is talking about when the Loiva is not here? Obviously, they held it's meduyik in the Gemara, not that way. There's meduyik, the loiv is here. Where is it meduyik in the Gemara? As the Gemara says that when you're going to come to be goyva from the lekuach, the lekeach, as they're not going to let you be goyva until they go back to the loiva, and they're going to try to make the loiva be mefayis the malva. As Mufurish in the Gemara, L'choyer, that we're talking about when the Loiv is here, because they're saying L'kuach is, L'keach is not going to let you be Goive until you go to the Loiva. As Pashas, you see, we're talking about when the Loiv is here. As the Ramah will be Matre, that the Kavane is, that they'll be Deichim until the Loiva comes back from Medina Sayyam. This is Gevaldik Echidish. Pashas of the Gemara's Mashma, we're talking about when the Loiv is here. Now, Filu Hachi, there's a Shashi. You go to Lekeach first. That was the Raya of the Rishonim from the Gemara. You can go to Lekeach first, even when the Loiv is here. The Shaila is, okay, so we have a Mokka in the Gemara for the Rishonim. But what's the Hezbra on the Rishonim? L'chari the Ramaya, so Shaila, Arei, the Loch is, in Goiv min Aloiva, Ad She Goiva, and goyve min ha'arev, ad sheyigve min ha'loiva t'chila. It's nearer to be miyashiv, the shayla, the ramah, with the rajba, the shitasai. Famous rajba in Gittin, daf nun amid beis. Over there, the Mishnah is listing off kama takonis t'chamim. And one of the takonis t'chamim is yinad goyve min ha'chasim mishubadim, kishiyesh n'chasim v'nei chayvin. You can't be goyve from the... from the Lekuchas when the Loiva has Karka B'nei Chayrin. Frek the Rajba on the Mishnah, why do you need a Takonis Chachamim for typically it's Midaraisa? Because the Halacha is, why you go from Nechasim Mishubadim? Midin Arvis, and we know the Klal in Goivin Mina Arev Tchila, you first has to be goyver from the loivers. Why does the Mishnah say you need a takonis rachamim l'chayra to be a din daraisa? Because ain't goyven mina Arev Tchila. As the Rashba answers, the feist of chois, that even though we're saying that shibud karkois is midin arvis, but there's a chilek between a Arev Mamish and shibud karkois. is what's the part? Zag the Rashba, it's cholik be yisaydai. What's the reason why a arev is mishabed? Because he's mishabed himself. Midaito, he's mishabed himself to the choyv. I said, you could say the arev was only mishabed himself b'tnai that you go to the loiv etchila. He didn't want you to be goyim from him first. He's only going to mishabed himself to pay the choyv if you go to the loiv etchila. As that's only by the arev himself. Because then you could say the shibud is chal midaitoi, as his das was only to be mishabed boif and zu. Mashen came when you're talking about a sadeh, even though we're saying the sadeh is the arev for the choy, but the sadeh doesn't have any das. It's a shibud which is chal memela. As why is it chal? Because the ikus michas das hamalviz aleihem. As therefore, whatever the ikus michas das is on, that's what chal the shibud nechasim. As over here, where it's a din arvis, which is chal without the das of the arev, as then there's no tnayim mitzad the arev. Is that what you have to be going from the loy v'tchila is mitzad the das of arev? But over here, it's chal without the das of the arev. There's no such tnay. As the Rashba l'shitas is d'chzei gishmak, why it doesn't hold of the yad rama. However, the Kovitz Meshurim in Aistof Resh Lamed Aleph, he has a shayla on the Rishonim from the Gemara later on in Kufayin Dalet Amid Beis. Over there in the Gemara, there was a story. A dayin was moired the malve lenichsei haloiva lefnesha tova loiva ledin. Before he even brought the loiva ledin, he put him in the nechasim. As of Chanon, over there was Hichser Zadin. He said he made a mistake, and the Gemara says Rava was masking to this that the person made a mistake. Because the halacha is Ein Goyvin Min Ha'arev Tchila. As how could he go to the Nechosim of the Malva? The Klal is Ein Goyvin from the Arev Bisman that there's a Loiva. You have to be Goyvin from the Loiva Tchila. As Fek the Kovit Shiurim. The Yad Ramah is a Mefurish Gemara later on Kufayin Dalet Amid Beis. As how could the Rishonim be Cholik? As the Rashba says, it's Chilukim between the Chosim, or the Shivud Chal Me'elov, and between the Arev that's Nidas. I mean, the Gemara over there is talking about the Chosim, and Afilo Rechachi, it says there's a cloud, you have to be Goyber from the Loiva Tchila. As L'choira, if you the Rishonim, you see that there's a Chilik. If you goyve from the loyve himself, over there is talking about when you goyve from the loyve's nechasim. And from over here, when you goyve from the lekuchas. And over there, when you goyve from the loyve's nechasim, as the Gemara says, there's a svara that the loyve doesn't want you to go to be goyve from his nechasim until you go to him first. Asha ein kain. When you goive from the lekuchas, a gvia from someone else, as then there's no hagbala. As the Gemara then continues, the last chelik of the Gemara is at the end of the brisa, we had a machlekes between Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that even by Shtari Mecca, Chumemkar in Koisvin. Why? Because Reb Shimon Gamliel holds there's a chash, maybe he gave the Shtar back to the other person, and the other person was Koine. And he's saying he's Ovid, but really he gave it back. Chachamim Machoile, because they hold, if you give the Shtar back to the other person is not Koine. What's the beer of the machlokes? Is the Gemara on the Seif of Kuf Samach Tes Amud Beis says that the machlokes is if Oisius is Nignes b'mesira. Shimon Gamliel holds that Oisius are Nignes b'mesira. If you give the star back, he's Koina. And Rabbanon hold Ein Oisius Nignes b'mesira. As the Rishpam points out, if the Olam remembers in Amoiches Asfin on Dafayin Vav, Dafayin Zayin, we had a similar machlaikis if Isis is Niknes b'Mesira. Zog der Shbam, It's the same machlokes. Over there's Rebbe in the Tanakam, over here's Reb Shimon Gamli in the Mishnah. It's the same machlokes. It's a little bit dochuk because over there in the Gemara brought Eloisius Nignus Masir is a machlokes in the bright of Rebbe in the Chachamim. L'chari the Gemara could have brought this machlokes in our braisa too. The Gemara brought one out of two of the braises. The Gemara didn't bring all the braises. It's a little bit dochuk. Then the Rishbam brings that the Rishbam that the Rabbeinu Chanan Paskins le silch sukir Reb Shimon Gamliel the Yochav Ram halacha kirabim. But frek the Rishbam of the Gemara before and Hamoicha Svin and that machloikis Paskins oisius nignis b'mesira. Zevzei zog the Rishbam vayis dechois that should be achra klapi all machloikis over here. As you see clearly in the Rishbam is learning the two machlokes of Mahabat Talya. As you could say, maybe there's girsus in the Gemara before. Ainoi see a snake with Mimisira. Above Oid Yachalaymar, that the Rach holds, it's two different sugyas. We don't find in the Gemara compares it. And what's the makum to be machalik? The sugya before is talking about when you're giving over a shtar choiv. And the shal is, when you give over a shtar choiv, are you koined the choiv that's in the shtar? As then there's a machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanan, oisius nignis b'michsira, you koined the shtar choiv, the choiv, sorry, or not. Choiv, or the schuskvia. But over here we're talking about something else. We're talking about a shtar matana on a karka. And the shal is, would you give back the shtar matana, are you koined the karka or not? It's not muchach l'choira that it's the same machlekes as the Rach will hold. It's two different machlekesim. Of the Rishbam, you see not that way. B'doim elezeh, you see in the Rush also. The Rush handles l'fi the tzad that you could be meicher shtaris, or you could be machzer the shtar. Is it daraisa derabanan? I says that just like over there, Vayeshtar Choyv, the Rich Shita is Mechirishtar, says the Rabbanan. So then over here, when you're by Mesirishtar Mekach back, it's also the Rabbanan. Fregdim Rebina, what's the Dimian? Over there, the Rishainim said the reason why it's the Rabbanan is because you can't be Koino Choyv. It's Eino Bishuso, it's Eino Be'en. As over there, the Rif says that the Kenyan only midrabanan. Masha'ein Cain, over here, we're talking about where you want to be koina karka. But you want to be koina karka. Karka is ben, as you can't have the same, you don't have the same chesaron. As the Rush, you see, the Rush holds like the Rashbam, and he's medama the sugyas. Reinachinami, fila rach. So you could have been machalik, maybe over there is the Rabbanon, maybe over here is the Raisa, just like the Rach is machalik in the Halacha. What could this machlekes be, Tali, and if you could be Madama de Sugyas, if you're not Madama de Sugyas? One way of actually explaining it is what is the Kinyan Chalin? Is the Kinyan Chalin the Shtar? Because then both Sugyas are the same, the Shalas you could be Koine Shtar. Or is the Kinyan Chal in the chayfetz that the shtar is written about? If the kinyan is on the chayfetz that the shtar is written about, it's toiv. Then we have two chaluk to the sugyas. Over there you're kind of choif, over here you're kind of karka. If you learn the kinyan is chal on the shtar, then it shouldn't make a difference. Yishloden ulupalpel, efshel ahaz bebaifanem acherem. As thus is... Thus is the first connection. Next nakuda, she have to be masbir, is how does the Kenyan work? The Ramban Bemis is metabe, that why should the Kenyan work, Bukhlal? You're not doing, what are you doing that's a Kenyan on the Sada? As if you learn that it's Darabanan like the Rush learns, no, it's a Dakona Darabanan. About the Rosh is a Chiddush, the other Rishonim don't say it's the Rabbanan. As how do you learn? How does the Kenyan help? As there's a Shinui in the Rabbeinu Gershom, And the Chuvis HaRosh, how they explain it. The Rabbeinu Gershom says that the kinyan is because the shtar is afsara da'ara. When you're holding on to the shtar, it's kilu, you're holding on to the karka. It's like the aspera is like when you hold on to behema with the leash. When you pull the leash, you're pulling the behema because it's connected to the behema. Suadin the shtar is afsara da'ara. As l'choyre mavur in the Rima Gash, that the oifen of the kinyan of giving over the shtar is because when you give over the shtar, it's ki'ilu, you're giving over the karka, because the shtar is the way you hold on to the karka. As l'fidah the Rabbeinu Gershom, l'choyre to come out, the kinyan is in the karka. Aben the Rosh and Chuvis and Klal Samaches, Sivkot and Dalid, says another Loshin, that being that the way you were coined out originally, the karka, was ayidei the shtar, as it ligs in the shtar, the schus in the karka, as a melo, when you're giving over the shtar, you're giving over the schus in the karka. As mavur in the rush, that the way the kinyan works is you're being moisa, the schus in the karka, not you're being a mesira in the karka, but you're being moisa, the schus in the karka. As l'fi zeh, you can masber very interesting machlegis rishonim. The Rosh and the Rima Gash say that which we say oisius nignis b'mesira is only when you're being moisa the shtar kinyan. Nahinu, in order to be coin of the karka, you wrote a shtar kinyan. But let's say you were coin of the karka with kesef and chazokam, and you just wrote a shtar raya, as then you're not koina. Hainu, the only way you're koina is when you write, is when you're giving over the shtar that you were originally koina the karka with. Thus is the Shitas Rosh, the Rima Gash, the Ramban, and the other Rishonim. They learn that there's no difference between the shtar that you were koina the karka with, or if it's only a shtar raya. The shayla is, what could be the hezba, the machlekes? After we saw the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rosh and Chuvis, we could be masber very gushmak. The Rosh l'shitasoi, that the Rosh and Chuvis says, how is the kinyan chau? You're giving over the schus in the karka. As when is it called you're giving over the schus in the karka? When you're giving over the shtar kinyan, that this originally made that you should be zeich in the karka. As when you give over what made you should be zeich in the karka to someone else, as he's zeich in the karka. Bemis, it's kemat the words of the Rosh over here in Psakim also. Amish moin matim to the Chuvis HaRosh. Mashen kein the Rambana learn al derech the Rabbeinu Gershom, that the ged of the kinyan is because the shtar is afsara da'ara. The shtar is the way you hold on to the karka. As the Ramban holds that even a shtar raya, the maisa, the shtar raya is the way you prove the karka is yours. As being that it's the way you prove the karka is yours, as mamela, that's the way you're holding on to the karka. As that's also cool that the shtar is a way of being oiches in the karka. In the Rosh and the Rima Gash, that they learn that the only time there's oisius nignis b'mesira is by a shtar kinyan, as there's a big shayla that the Rosh asks on himself. He asks that the sugya brings oisius nignis b'mesira by a shtar choiv also. Hare shtar choiv is not a shtar kinyan. As if a shtar choiv is not a shtar kinyan, as how is it shayich oisius nignis b'mesira by a shtar choiv? I mean, the Rosh Hashita is it's only by a shtar kinyan. As the Taisus Rid brings down this question also, that L'choyer Shtar Choyv is not a Shtar Kinyan. And the Taisus Rid has a Madura Kama, as one Malach in the Madura Basra. The Taisus Rid says that no, a Shtar Choyv is a Shtar Kinyan, because the Shtar Choyv makes the Shiva Nechasim. As being that the Shtar Choyv makes the Shiva Nechasim, the shtar choiv is a shtar kinyan. As this Tosis read, as the Tosis read, the Shitasa, in Gittin and Afchof, and Beis, that the Tesis Rid over there holds that a Shtar Choyv is a Shtar Kinyan. However, the Tesis Rid over there is being Choylik on Tesis, the Tesis Rosh and the other Rishainim, that they all say that a Shtar Choyv is not a Shtar Kinyan. Was the Tesis Rid over here, Lashitasa holds a Shtar Choyv is a Shtar Kinyan, does the Gishmak at Teretz. However, the Rosh, Lashitasa, he holds not that way. But what's the needin if a Shtar Choyv is a Shtar Kinyan or not? Kipshuta, the needin is that we know the Moshe will start off Shibudi Daraisa. Bemes, you don't need a shtar. Shibudi Daraisa. Novos Chazal were mafkia, and Chazal said that now there's no Shibud unless you have a shtar. As the shail is, what's the ged of Takonis Chazal? The ged of Takonis Chazal was they were mafkia, and now they said that the shtar makes the Shibud Nechosim. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is no. All the shtar is the hechatims of kol. What's the reason why the Rabbanon were mafkia, the schus gviya, because of pseidu de lekuchas, there's no kol, they're not going to know, they're going to buy it, it's a nebuch. As therefore Chazal said, the only way you could be goyve is with a shtar, because the shtar makes a kol. As kum dechois, the shtar is just the hechatimse of making a kol. Oh, but now the Shibud is Chal, Mikoyach Talvot. Talvot itself is Mishabud. That's according to the Mandiyama Shibudi Daraisa. And even according to the Mandiyama Shibudi Darabonon, I mean, the Raisa, there's no Shibud, I mean, the Rabbanon, there's a Shibud, Yesh Lestapik still. Is the Devot, the Rabbanon, they said the Shtar is Mishabud, or is it the Devot that they said, the Rabbanon, when there's a call, then the Choyv is Mishabud? And was the Shtar just a Chatimse to make a call, or the Shtar shafts the Shibud? As the Rush holds, it's just a chetim to make a kol. It doesn't shaft the shibud, as being that it doesn't create the shibud, as therefore it doesn't have a din of a shtar kinyan. Mashen came the Tosis Rid holds that the shtar creates the shibud. That's one way of learning. The ksais, very interesting. The Ksais in Simen Samach Vav, Siv Katan Chof, wants to say a Chiddush. Zog the Ksais that even if you're going to learn that Be'etzem the Halvah is a Meshavid, as why do you need the Shtar to create the Shibud? As must be the Shtar is a Kol. Zog the Ksais, nay. Even if you learn that the Halvah is Meshavid, but when you write a shtar, the shtar is mishabed also. And Zagdik says, there's no son of Ein Shibud Chalal Shibud. You have another thing, Ein Issa Chalal Isser, Havaloy Matzino Ein Shibud Chalal Shibud. So it could be that even if there's one Sibud to be mishabed, but the shtar could be another Sibud to be mishabed. Zagdik says, even if you go that a shtar is just that Be'etzim the Choyv is Mishtabed, and Be'ez Hashem will see their Raya's the Choyv is Mishtabed, but still you could still learn that the shtar is a Mishabed too. So, we have two Malchim in the Tosis Rid, and the sheet is that shtar is a shtar Kenyan. However, the Rush over here learns that shtar is not a shtar Kenyan. As a bezei frek the Rosh, if shtar is not a shtar kinyan, as a bezei, as what does it help? L'chora, we just learned that it's only by a shtar kinyan that you say oisis niknis b'mistira. As ember the Rosh, that over there is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said that you're kind of the choiv. Once you're kind of the choiv, me'mele it's chal the shibud. Mashain came by a shtar raya. As the words of the Rush are very sussim, what his kavana is, what does he mean? As the sma and choshen mishpat and simen samach vav sifkat and lamed ches, when he brings down the Rush, he's masbir the Rush by funza. That the Rush in the beginning of the Rush said that by yestar choiv, there's more reason to make a takonis chachamim. Why? Because if you're not gonna let him give over the shtar, sometimes he's gonna need the money. And if he doesn't have the money, he needs money. And the loiva doesn't have the money to pay back. As therefore, Chazal wanted to make him easy to get his money back, as they made a takana that he should be able to sell shtaras. So Rush speaks out before this part of the Rush, in the beginning of the Simen of the Rush. Azak the Sma, Azay Bezay is Dagishmaka Hezber, meaning by a normal shtar raya, there's no reason to be misakin a takanas chachamim. Masha Enkein over here by a shtar halva, there's a very strong reason to be misakin a takanas chachamim. Kadesh Olatinal Dels Lifnei Lovin. If you're going to make problems for the malva to be goiva, you're going to make it hard for them to be goiva, as then people aren't going to want to lend money. So therefore, kadesh to make it easier for the malva to be goiva, we said, b'malkum, where the malva wants to be goiva from the loiva doesn't have money, he could sell the shtar and get money from someone else. As thus is a geschmack of thought. Oh, but if you look in the Rush says that before, and then afterwards he asks, what's the chilek between shtar rayin and shtar kidyan? As mashma, then he's saying more of a chilek. And he's saying, Olam this. As what's the words of the Rush? The words of the Rush is that by a shtar choiv, the takonis hachamim was that you koine the choiv and not the karka. No, memela, if you koine the choiv, then you koine the shibud nechasim. The choiv, the kivon in the Rush is that even after the sma, that there's a reason to make that you should be koina the choiv, if it's bothering the Rush, it's okay. So you could say with Isis Nignus Mimisira, you koina the choiv. But why do you have a kinyan in the shibud nechasim also? So that's what the Rush is being moisif, that's a davadim emela. Once we said that the shtar gives you a koyach to be goiv in the choiv, memelu you get a schus in the karka to get the shibud nechasim also. As by regular shtar raya, we had to make a takana the rabbanan that you be kind to the karka. We didn't have a sibud to do it. We didn't do it. Masha in game by a shtar alva, even though be'etzen there's no sibud to make that you should be kind to the shibud nechasim, it's enough to say you're kind to the choif. Of it's a davar de memelu. Once you have a schus in the choiv, automatically you get a schus in the shibud nechasim. As being that, like the sma said, they had to be mishabe that you get the choiv, misakin that you get the choiv. As on them shloi tinul dels v'shnei lovin, as once they ready made a takana that you got the choiv memelu, you also get the shibud nechasim too. As that's the extra knach in the Rush. The Rush is adding.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.